Okay, welcome to Inside the Vikings. I'm joined now by a very special guest, Pro Bowl defensive end, Jared Allen. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And tell us your thoughts on coming to play in the UK.
I'm excited. You know what? I love to travel, and London is the one place I haven't been yet. So I'm excited to go over there to take the game abroad and really to see how well it's perceived and see how the fans respond. And we get to watch the London game every year on TV and see how it kind of goes. But I'm excited to go play.
What's it like when you get to that quarterback and you get that sack? Is that your touchdown?
Yeah, it is. That is your touchdown. There's nothing better. It really is. I mean, just to hear the crowd explode, 80,000, you feel it in your bones.
Cut. Freeman back to pass. Hey! Now! And it's Jared Allen! Take that, Donald Penn!
That desire, the speed, the fight. If it was a movie, you wouldn't believe it.
You know, sometimes it gets in like slow motion. I'll forget Andrew Luck. I came around the edge this year, and I mean, it was scot-free. I went for the ball, and I missed him. And I've never felt like you go from so much excitement to so much disappointment all in like a split second. But when you do get him, that ball comes loose, and there's no greater feeling than when you sack a quarterback. It's just such an impactful play in the game, and you never know when that might change the tide of something.
And with the crowd, I guess.
And yeah, the crowd goes crazy, and it's one of those things where you can't describe it. That feeling you get, it just never gets old.
Rodgers back to pass, under duress, sacked! It's another safety, and it's Jared Allen!
Sounds special to you. Do you remember your first one?
I absolutely do. It was David Carr from the Houston Texans in 2004. I'll never forget the play before. I kind of beasted the tackle, and I just knew. I knew I was going to get there, and I hit him right through the ball. Next play, came back over the top of him, got the sack. It's been history since.
Talk about quarterbacks, and we start with Big Ben. One of the greatest ad-libbers in the NFL, I guess. You know, that's a challenge for you.
Yeah, he's a big quarterback, and so when you hit him, you gotta get him to the ground, and he's one of the best at extending plays.
Are they getting harder to sack? Because I looked at who you played last year. Andrew Luck can run around a bit.
Andrew's going to run. He's trying to get the first down. He does.
RG3.
Scrambling out to the left, trying to avoid the rush. Amazing play by Robert Griffin.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is absolutely unflappable and right on the money.
And then obviously you get Aaron Rodgers twice. So these quarterbacks seem like they can move.
Yeah, and you throw, Jay Cutler in there too. He's as loose as all can be. Yeah, they are. You know what? I don't know what it is. They're breeding them differently. I remember when they used to just be lawn deers back there, waiting for you to hit them, hold the ball for about 6 seconds. And now the ball seems to be out in about 2 seconds, and they're all athletic and mobile. And as I get older, they get younger and faster. So you just got to outwit them, I guess.
Who are your heroes growing up, NFL heroes?
Oh, my NFL heroes? You know what? I was a big Steve Tasker fan.
Yep.
Howie Long, obviously.
Try hard,
awesome.
Guys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No, just I liked guys that were with tenacity. I liked guys that weren't afraid just to knock you in. The Dick Butkuses of the world, Deacon Jones. I mean, anybody that can say the things you said about Reggie White, you know what I mean? Hey, hats off to you. When you get to the NFL, everybody's fast, everybody's strong, everybody's talented. So what's going to separate me from somebody else is my desire to get my job done, is my willingness to put the extra hours in to be a master at what I do. And that you can't coach, that you can't teach somebody to have that kind of will, that kind of passion about what they do. And that's what it's been for me. I don't ever want to be second best. It's one of those things where there's got to be something that separates you. And for me, that's what it is. It's how much you're willing to do to get your job done.
One last question for the fans in the UK. They'll get to see you at Wembley Stadium in September. You're one of the stars of the game. They want to know where the mullet's gone.
You know what? Well, I'm getting old, so I'm balding rapidly.
Tell me about it.
I'm balding rapidly, and my family decided, my two brothers decided to get married at the courthouse, so I was the only one with, a real wedding. And so my mom and my wife were not having the mullet, and, I was fighting it.
I fought
diligently and hard, and my mom was just like, it's not happening. She's like, I'm going to have good wedding photos from somebody. So I was the last one standing, and so I had to go. And then I've tried to grow it back a couple of times, but my hair, I swear you hit
doesn't want
age,
to do it anymore.
It just doesn't grow. I don't understand what's going on.
Turned your back on the mullet and it's gone.
It's here, though. It's here.
It's always there.
It's always there.
It's a way of life,
like I said, it's a way of life. It's a mindset. Just because the hair's gone doesn't mean that it's not right in here.
Playoff football, you got to have a mullet and a Fu Manchu.
I'll still cut my sleeves off at any venue. It doesn't matter.
There he is. So Jared Allen, without the mullet, will be a star at Wembley Stadium in September.